You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And good morning to you, Adam. The poisoning plot twist. There's new evidence around this nerve agent attack.
Morning, Bongani. Yes, another twist is one of those. But yeah, it looks like the police investigation is now centred in particular on the front door of the Scripples where they lived in Salisbury. Remember, they were found on a bench outside of a shopping centre on a Sunday nearly 4 weeks ago. And they've obviously done all sorts of checks on the restaurant where the Scripples had eaten and on the pub they'd been in and so forth. And clearly at the time they would have gone straight to the home and looked there. But now we're told the nerve agent seems to have been specifically tracked to a sort of gloopy substance found on the door handle on the front door. So immediately, although, again, neighbours and others are being assured that, you know, it's all very low risk, but nonetheless, the idea that whoever was were their attackers didn't even have to get close to them. They just daubed something on the front door and went off. That's a very chilling thought, especially if you live next door or next door but one. But also it tells us that it took about 3 hours for this nerve agent to work. That's the time when they left their house to the time when they seem to lapse into a coma on that bench.
Now, Adam, history is a funny thing, is it not? I mean, who could ever have predicted that a Hollywood actor, Ronald Reagan, might have fast-tracked the end of the Soviet Union? Tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. And you and I have speculated about the possibility of a Donald Trump Nobel Peace Prize because this four-way diplomacy in the Korean Peninsula is stepping up a gear.
Yeah. It is absolutely, yeah. And we've seen one very big meeting. But remember, to come, we've got Kim Jong-un meeting with the South Korean leader, Moon Jae-in. And then, crucially, the month after. So in May, Kim Jong-un will meet with Donald Trump. I don't believe we yet know where or when that'll be. But this first meeting between Kim Jong-un and the Chinese Premier Xi Jinping is a really big deal. We're told that there have been, you know, persuasive talks about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and so forth. The only thing is, Xi Jinping may be, you know, a man of the world. He may understand a few things. And obviously, he's a premier of a very large and very important country. But he's also a little bit of a wounded animal. It's only last week that America slapped $60 billion worth of trade tariffs on China. Into that meeting with Kim Jong-un, do you think he was all friendly and saying, oh, by the way, you know, when you meet the Donald, be nice to him? Or was he saying, be wary of the Donald? Yeah. I wonder.
We'll have to see how it all plays out, but it's just the most unlikely story. Now, a viola player in London has won a landmark noise ruling.
Yeah, I wonder, this could be significant around the world, to be honest, because we have the first legal recognition of something called acoustic shock, essentially when your system reacts really badly to a loud noise.
Like the morning alarm when I have to wake up.
The morning alarm, yes, I think a lot of us have that, actually. Although some have snooze on our acoustic shock. Anyway, this orchestra musician has it defined with playing in an orchestra. He's a viola player with the Royal Opera House, Chris Goldscheider, and he's won this landmark ruling that essentially one day whilst rehearsing Wagner's Valkyries, if you remember The Ride of the Valkyries, it does go rather loud at one stage, and there he is sitting right in front of the brass section, and they hit about 130 decibels, so not unlike a jet engine and so forth, although it kind of depends where you're standing with a jet engine still. He has won his case. He suddenly suffered all kinds of hearing problems, but in particular tinnitus and dizziness and so forth, this acoustic shock thing. And the High Court has agreed £750,000 in compensation, but that he suffered this. Bearing in mind, in a recent survey, it was found two-thirds of musicians, and we're not just talking rock bands here, two-thirds of musicians suffer some kind of hearing problem. How many more lawsuits are we going to have? Or in the future, will it be all Moonlight Sonatas and pianissimo is the word? I wonder.
I tell you what causes acoustic shock is a rude waiter. Tell me about that.
Yes, I love this guy. A waiter in Canada fired for, quote, aggressive and rude behavior. He took his case to British Columbia's Human Rights Tribunal in Vancouver and said, hang on a moment, you know, he was dismissed for being aggressive in tone and nature and overly combative. And he says, no, I'm none of those things. His argument was, he's French. Guillaume Ray basically filed this complaint saying that all these terms about aggressive and being rude towards, he says it's what is expected of him, that it is part of his formal training of being a waiter, and that he is, as it were, professionally rude because of his French nationality. It's a cracking argument, and there are French waiters around the world who'll be applauding this. There'll also be plenty of French waiters saying, hang on a moment, we're not like that at all. It's not that he's French, it's that he's Parisian. Vivre la
Défense. We'll put a call to Alliance Française and see what they'll have to say about that. Adam Gilchrist on the line from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Bonisa via Twitter. How do we determine the speed of light? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Dr. Adrian Tiplady, Head of Strategy and Business Processes at SKA Africa.
In many different ways to measure the speed of light, and historically there's always been ways using a combination of mirrors or astronomical observations, but actually one can measure the speed of light at home using a microwave and a chocolate bar. So if you actually take the turntable out of a microwave and place the chocolate bar in and turn the microwave on until the chocolate bar just begins to melt, all you have to do is measure the distance between the two spots that you see the chocolate bar is melting the most, multiply it by the frequency of the microwave, which is about 2.45 gigahertz or 2 billion 450 million cycles per second, and you should get something close to the speed of light.
That is a very, very fascinating way to measure that. Congratulations, Sboniso, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.